You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I am welcoming you to the Blissful Living Show. I have a wonderful show in store for you today, and as you may have been listening over the last couple of weeks or the last couple of podcast airings, we've been talking about being unstoppable, turning your passion into your purpose, and doing that while you're being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, and owning all of it. And so this show here is going to be another show. It's the final in our three-show segment with regards to being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable for our Virtual Women's Summit happening with our Washington, D.C. ladies, Saturday, October 17th. So before we get started and I tell you about this phenomenal guest, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. If you are interested in attending any of our virtual summits that we have or getting access to the recording, then you need to go register for that at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. It's free, and I'm telling you, these ladies are going to share with you some words of wisdom and bestow some information on you that's going to blow your mind, but help to elevate your life. Again, if you're interested, go to Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com, and pick up your free registration slot for the event. Also, they have some wonderful programs and things, so check out the site, get familiar with it. You never know, there may be something in there that is just talking to you that is going to help you elevate your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. So, again, sponsor Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four and the letter U.com. Now, I want to thank our next sponsor of the podcast, All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business for 30 years. And if you are looking for a telecommunications company that has survived every economic situation we've had since 1989 and are still in business and killing it in the telecom installation game, then you want to check them out. They specialize in voice, data, fiber optic, cable installation, as well as wireless access points, audio, video, passenger display information, systems, everything that we utilize in communicating today. All Day Cable definitely, definitely can fulfill your needs. And their motto is they make the right connections the first time. So if you have a need, check them out at All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. So our guest is phenomenal, and she comes to me as one of our speakers for our Unstoppable Woman Summit in Washington, D.C., turning your passion into purpose, being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable while you're doing that. So you can step into living, owning, claiming, being the person you are meant to be and living the life of your dreams. Now, let me tell you about her. So Dr. Kim Barber is our featured guest today, and she's a longtime educational leader with a strong commitment to social change, a contributing author to Teaching Through Challenges for Equality, Diversity, and Inclusion, and founder and CEO of Journey to Becoming. Now, she's going to share, we're going to have a nice dialogue, a nice conversation about what it is to be a fierce, fearless, and unstoppable woman, what it is to turn your passion into purpose so that you can step into doing what you're meant to do and living the life of your dreams, and what it is to uniting women around the globe so that we can come together and support, motivate, strengthen, empower, inspire, connect, network, and do business with one another and really accelerate our power in the world through our strength and our unity so that we can be the change agents to make the world a better place. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Dr. Kim Barber to Blissful Living.
Thank you.
Hello. Yes.
Hello there. I'm so excited. I tell you, I am so excited. This is awesome. I get to be on with the Queen of Feeling Fabulous. This is awesome. I tell you what.
Wow, girl, we
gonna
have a good old time tonight.
I'm loving it.
I forgot to tell the listeners out there. So, listeners, great time to find a place to sit. Particularly you women, I want you to take some time out for yourself right now. All you need is 30 minutes. Tell the husband to watch the kids. Tell the kids to be quiet. Give them something to do. Clean up the house. Whatever. But take some time out for yourself. Get a piece of paper.
You deserve it.
Find your favorite. Right. Find your favorite place to sit. Get your little favorite beverage and indulge in the essence that Dr. Kim Barber is going to share with us, because we're going to jump right in. And so Dr.
Yes.
K, as she is called, very
yes.
friendlily called, Dr. K, I want to ask you, what does being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable mean to you?
Well, I tell you what, to be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable means just to be a woman, because you just described a woman. Because that's what we are. We are
right.
fierce, because we have to be. We have held together so many families, communities, nations, and it is awesome of what we do. And I think a lot of times we don't recognize who we really are and the strength that is within us and that we've already displayed. So I think being fierce is being able to recognize who you are. And the fierceness that is in you, the skill set that is in you, the gifts and skills that have been given to you and been birthed to you, the things that you've learned and what you've already done. Yeah, you're going to do great things, but what you've already done. Because, see, we've already done some great things. Let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
We've already
yes.
done celebrating that. That's what makes you fierce, being able to know who you are. Because, see, if you know who you are, you can't give anybody the power to tell you anything different. You understand what I'm saying? So it's really important to understand that if I know who I am, I'm fierce, then I don't have to give the power to anybody else to be able to confirm, deny, or whatever, because you know who you are. And it's not an overconfidence. It's a confidence in knowing who you are so that you can be able to fulfill what your purpose is. And so,
now, let me ask you this, Dr. K.
Yes.
With regards to knowing who you are and being confident with regards to that, okay, just knowing,
mm-hmm.
owning it, right,
mm-hmm.
does that lead you in or help you to really, because you can be fierce and still be fearful.
Oh, but definitely.
But the confidence in knowing who you are, does that, and being, I mean, being like, you know, as we're saying, not being arrogant with it, but being strong and controlling, knowing who you are, does
exactly.
that lead you into being fearless?
Definitely.
Even more.
Oh, definitely. It's no question. It does lead you into it. But what happens is a lot of times we have not been able to gain hold of the fact and understanding who we are because we allow a lot of people or things or environments that are not equal to what we are in our lives as being fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow that to come in. And what happens is that creates change, because what people fail to realize is different energies and different things can come into your life, and it can create changes that may not be the change you want to see. So you have
right.
to be very careful of what you're letting into your life, who you're letting into your life, who you're letting into that circle. I mean, you don't have to live in a bubble, but you do have to protect who you are and knowing who you are and not giving your power away. I think a lot of times as women, we give our power away because we take care of so many people. And sometimes
right.
we forget to take care of ourselves to be able
right.
to protect ourselves so that we can become fearless. Because you will become fearful if you're not able to know who you are in confidence. So no matter whether you got something right today or you didn't get something right today, doesn't take away from who you are. So that's
right.
just an action that happened that day, but it doesn't take away from your fierceness. It doesn't take away from you being very powerful. And you have to be confident in knowing that and making sure not to give away your power. That is key.
I love it. I love it. I love what you're saying with regards to being confident in who you are. And even if you make a mistake or you don't
exactly.
have the best day, you're still you still fierce and you're still fearless because you're still moving forward. And that forward momentum leads to unstoppability. I like that. And then the other thing I like that you said is a lot of times as women, we give our power away and we don't even recognize or know we've given it away.
Exactly.
That's the hard part because we've gotten so used to it. It's like, you know, when you get a new pair of shoes, they first hurt, you know, you got to break them in a little bit. And then once they mold to your feet, they feel so good. But then they mold to your feet so good that it becomes a time where you need to give those shoes away or throw them away.
Uh-huh.
But because they're so comfortable.
Exactly.
You don't even realize that you've outworn their usage, right? And I think with women, we do that so easily. We, you know, we think that we're stepping in power by taking care of everybody else in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
we're actually giving away our power. So when it comes to taking care of ourselves, we have no power left, no energy left to take care of ourselves. Now, I want to roll into with regards to when did you realize that you possessed the fierceness within you that led to you owning that unstoppable woman that you knew that was really lying inside you?
Well, you know, actually, I think I realized it early in life, but then I was like what you and I just described. I started in between. I allowed my power to be given away many times, mm-hmm. and I had to learn how to take it back. But I started early in life when I was 12 years old, and I was 12 years old, and I started my own dance group and hired a manager, and we went and started on. We started going to every talent show around the D.C. area, and we did so well that they told us we had to stop coming to the talent shows because we were pros. And so our manager got us to open for Tony Terry. I don't know whether you guys remember that. I may be dating myself right now, but it's okay. Tony Terry, I'll never forget. And so they said that they really enjoyed us. We were the Capitol Center. And they said, we want you guys to tour with us, Tony Terry, and open for us as we go around on our tour. Well, I was 12 years old, well, 13 by that time. I think it was 12 when I began when I opened and formed my first dance group and hired my manager, who was a community leader that uh-huh. was very helpful with us. And I was so excited, and you know, and all the girls, we were so excited. And I went home and told my mom. I said, "Mom, guess what? I said we have an opportunity." And I think it was 13 or 14 by the time. And I had an opportunity to go on tour with Tony Terry and open for him. Oh my goodness, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is it. And my mom looked at me very nicely and said, "That's nice. But you are not going on the tour."
But it ain't going to happen.
14 years old. And you know what? I'm so glad she did, because at 14, I wouldn't know how to
handle
you know, everything that was going to be a part of that life at that time.
Right.
So, you know, it's you know, everything is timing. Always remember that, people. Everything is timing. So even though it doesn't happen right now, it can happen later. So I've always
loved that story.
I always had that, where I knew, even at that point in time, I think even my parents and my whole family, they're like, "Well, Kim, you know, you've always had something about you that was just very powerful, even early in life. Like, if it's something mm-hmm. you want, you go after it." That, I mean, my aunt
right.
would say, she'll say, "You've always been like that. You've been like that your whole life. So
your family recognized it, and then when you got to be like 12, 13 years old, you start recognizing it. But I'm sure, again, after Mama said, "Honey, baby, you ain't going to tell nobody. You're going to go right back in your room and pull out your clothes and get your education," right?
Okay, exactly.
Yeah. After that, you know, we kind of do things where we're doing other aspects of our lives that, you know, we're unstoppable with, but we don't really realize it until years later when we sit back and reflect. You know, there's times in high school it's like, "Oh my gosh," just little stuff, you know, but time we've experienced these little things, they led us to really fuel the fire that leads to us being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, and never having that, you know, never giving up, you know, never giving up. And so I want to ask you now, is there a woman or women in your life that you admire for their unstoppability?
Yes, I would say the first person that automatically comes in mind is my mother. She has gone to glory now, but she was awesome. I called her the quiet storm because she was a very quiet woman, but she was strong. I called her quiet strength. That's what it was. And but because she was strong, I saw her, you know, go through many things dealing with divorce and also dealing with health issues. And she had breast cancer, and she dealt with other health issues as far as even a heart attack. And I saw this woman bounce back every time. It was just amazing. And she never complained. I kept saying, she must be an angel on earth because I've never seen anybody complain about nothing.
Right.
I mean, she just had that quiet strength. And so she was definitely the unstoppable woman because no matter what life, you know, served her at the time, she kept moving and she kept encouraging me. And so she was definitely a role model for me to know and never giving up, no matter what kind of, you know, type of challenges. You can overcome them. There is no question in my mind. And I've seen that happen too many times. So, you know, she was always definitely always prayerful and she was strong. And so I always call her the quiet strength. So to me, she's that unstoppable woman.
Unstoppable woman that you were, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Because, you know, as children are growing up, they learn from their, you know, it really is, you know how you hear the saying that children are a product of their environment. And that really is true. You know, children are a product of their environment, good, bad, or indifferent. And,
that's right.
A lot of that we can attest to today because there's some people that are just a product of their environment that have never had any interactions with anybody outside of their environment. And so they think of the people outside their environment in some kind of way. Right. You know,
exactly.
You know, not to go too be too political with it, but you know I'm going with that. So
I know where you're going.
Yeah. So and the listeners do too, because we talked about it on this earlier segment. That is, but you know, but anyways, that's great to have, you know, someone in our lives at a young age that we can pick up on their strength and their wherewithal and their fortitude and their perseverance. And even though they may not know that they're bestowing that upon us, we see it as kids. And it's particularly African-American women or I want to just say young girls of color, we see that. And I'm not saying the Caucasian girls don't either, but predominantly, you know, in the people of color, because we have a different cultural experience than the norm of, right? So it's nice to see. Now, I want to turn it over a little bit and talk about passion and turning that into purpose. And I want to ask you, what are you passionate about that you've turned into your purpose?
One thing I would definitely think I'm passionate about is education and women, encouraging women. So I'm an encourager, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. And that's my purpose. I'm definitely an encourager, and that's my purpose. And what happens is it shows up in different forms. And so one of the forms of my encourager gift is education. You know, I believe in helping and seeing students, especially students of color, to succeed and to be able to see transformation not only in their lives but be a generational change. And I've seen it. And I've been a part of it so much so that, like I said, I actually started my own nonprofit back on the East Coast called The Color of Education. And that's been over 10 years. That's almost been 15 years now. And I did that specifically because of that passion being turned into purpose to help those students succeed. And even now, they still reach out to me, even from the East Coast, though I live on the West Coast. So that's one of the ways. And then also just encouraging women. I've always been one, for whatever reason, been pulled out to having this gift of encouraging women and then having just a passion to want to see women not only just be empowered but to transform and become the change agents so that they can play out fully in their lives by their journey to becoming, you know. So understanding that journey may look a little bit, you know, a heart, or you may even be a trailblazer. I've seen women that I've encouraged as the trailblazer, because it's hard to be a trailblazer. You should know
right.
that, because you're a trailblazer.
Right. Thank you.
But it is. So I started that, and by doing that, I actually ended up being one of the co-founders of a women's ministry that was back on the East Coast that I was a part of, and we did many things, even bringing Dr. Miles Monroe, when he was alive, God rest his soul, into from the Bahamas here to the U.S., and he was phenomenal with the women conference. And I also ended up formulating a Real Talk. It was like a women's group of Real Talk where we would just talk about different
right.
things in their lives. And we called it Real Talk because it was formulated actually from church, but then people really started, it started kind of multiplying. And because people could come in and be real, they didn't have to try to put up airs, they didn't try to have to find out, you know, try to, you know, act as though that they were perfect or that nobody
right.
had a flaw or anything. They could talk real, and we would be able to support you in a realistic way, in an encouraging way, and we would be able to, you know, give direction and guidance and where it was needed. But it was always about encouraging. So that actually comes and formulates in different ways. But education and women are the biggest parts of my passion turned into purpose.
I love it. I love that women in education, we need that more than ever. We need to be empowered as women, and we need to understand our power. And I really don't think women truly understand our power. And we actually
exactly.
have the power this 2020 to make a huge difference in the world, not only by attending the Unstoppable Woman Summit, but also with our vote.
Exactly.
You know, women,
definitely
y'all better wake up, pay attention.
Please.
You want somebody that wants to support you. You want somebody that supports you. You don't want somebody that thinks of you as not in a good light, thinks of you sexually.
Right, exactly.
And doesn't really
derogatory.
Value.
Yes, exactly.
Derogatory, disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
sexually.
Demeaning.
And
demeaning.
Very
demeaning.
Very
demeaning.
And doesn't really value your mind. Doesn't
That's
value
important.
For your mind.
That's important.
So we have the power, ladies. We have
yes,
the power to unite, and we have the strength to do it, and we can do that with our vote.
Exactly.
So please, if you're hearing this, please go out and vote, and so that we can make, so that we can come together and make the change that's necessary for us to get things back on track.
And
we
tell
really
your friends.
A woman press. Yeah,
that's right.
Because
tell
really
your
need,
friends,
look,
your women. That's
we
right.
We really need a woman president like Michelle
that's
Obama,
it.
But you
that's
know, that's
answer.
For another. That's,
yeah, we're not gonna go there right now. I'm gonna try not to do that. But yes,
right.
That's a whole other story.
That's a girl, right?
That's a whole other story.
A can of worms with that, you know. But anyway,
I love it. But
she's
yes,
an educated
understand.
Woman, and she's smart. She's talented. She's
oh my
savvy.
Goodness.
She's respectful,
savvy, smart,
she doesn't appear to play boy jacket or
educated,
anything like that.
Down to earth. Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So now I want to ask you, so now how did you discover that supporting women or motivating and inspiring women and doing the things that you've done with education, how did you discover that to be your passion?
That's a really good question. I think
did you did it just come upon you and something you just realized, oh, I really like doing it, you know, or was it like, were you guided toward it and, you know what I'm saying? Was it spontaneous or were you guided
mm-hmm.
toward, or
mm-hmm.
you realized you've been, you know, on this journey for a long time?
I think it's really that I've been on the journey for a long time and didn't realize what the passion was. Because let me be honest with you. A lot of times we don't even stop as women because we're so busy serving everyone else and taking care of everyone
right.
else to even realize and recognize that we have a passion. Okay, let's start there. because I never thought about what my passion was because I was too busy helping and supporting and serving.
Doing
right?
everybody thinks, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Preach,
so
girl.
Until
Preach.
One day I just stopped and somebody, I think, asked me. I think one time, because I had a coach, and I think one time she just asked me. She was like, what makes you happy? And I just stopped. I paused like a deer in headlights. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness. I started crying because you know why? I didn't know. Right. How could you not know the answer of what makes you happy?
Right.
And so I knew something was wrong. So that actually led me in on a journey to start to understand, you know, Dr. K and find out who was Dr. K and what is her passion? What are her passions? What, you know, what
right.
makes me up? And so that journey really helped to discover those passions. They were there all the time. That's the thing about it. I was walking in it and doing those things all the time, but did not know it until it was thrust upon me with the education part, because I was dealing with, I was living in Kentucky. I already said it. Uh-oh.
Kentucky.
Look,
Kentucky.
I was trying to say the state. Uh-oh. You gotta beat that one out, okay? But look, I was living somewhere in the eastern coast. And I experienced education that was subpar specifically for students of color. And specifically with my sons. I have two sons, and and I was coming from Washington, D.C., where I'm from the Maryland area, DMV, as they call it. And so I was not used to this. I was, like, trying to figure out what was going on. So as I was growing up and taking care and advocating for my sons, you know, I got that voice saying, well, what about everybody else? You know, and I would think about what about everybody else? And so, you know, who's going to advocate for them? And that's what actually birthed the Color of Education nonprofit. So that's why I said some things were thrust, but other things I was walking in for women, encouraging. I was always doing that. But I think because I had experienced so many different things in my own life, and I wanted to be able to empower and help other women to be able to transform and to change agents, so that if somebody asked them what makes them happy, they would know, and they wouldn't have to start crying because they realized that they had put so much out that they didn't have time to put back in.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I was going to ask you a tip you would share with somebody doing it, you know, for them, for anybody listening out there to try and figure out what their passion is and how they can turn it into their purpose. And you just said it. It's what makes you happy. You know, what makes you happy that leads you to tears that you would do no matter what. And that is your passion. And that's what you should be turning into your purpose. Now, the Unstoppable Woman Summit is about bringing women together in a, you know, in a spirit of unity and support and camaraderie and, you know, connecting and motivating and inspiring all of us. And really, you know, helping us to realize that we have the power, like we were just talking about. We have the power to make change. Our power is so powerful. I don't even think we realize we have the power to change the world, period.
That's
when we unite and support each other and come together. And I want to ask you, why did you choose to be a part of this particular, my event, the Unstoppable Women Summit? Why did you choose to be a part of it?
Well, the first thing I noticed when it said Unstoppable Women, it got my attention, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Immediately when you see Unstoppable Women, it got my attention immediately. I realized and understood the power in being able to network and to, you know, to empower and to motivate and to be able to come together and uplift and encourage women, and knowing that these are women with the same mindset of being unstoppable. So that's the very first thing that it caught my eye. And I knew that that was part of what my mission was, you know, in Journey to Becoming. But I also knew that everything that you had in your mission of what Unstoppable Women's Summit was about was what I am about and what Journey to Becoming is about. So I figured, why not connect together so that we can be able to hold each other up? And I think that's really important, because we as women, we have to be very strategic and intentful to be able to lift each other up and not to tear each other down, but to lift each other up and know that it's enough for everybody. We don't have to be able to, you know, to fight amongst ourselves, but to be able to be encouraging one another. And I knew that you had that same strategy and intentfulness and being able to do this and the positiveness that just reeks from you and from, you know, even talking with you and even in your communication, even in written communication, it immediately attracted me to say, oh, and I told my brand manager, I said, oh, I've got to be a part of this.
You know what? That just warms my heart because, you know, I've been on my journey for being an entrepreneur for, this is actually going on my 31st year of being an entrepreneur.
Wow. And, congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, I never view myself as being successful or anything, or I don't even view myself as a trendsetter or a leader or all of that, right? I just view myself as Rochelle Marie Lawson doing what I need to do to live so I can live the life of my dreams. That's really it. But then when I take a look back at some of the things, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, I've had some successes, and it's my kids that always have to, you know, pull me by the coattails and start pointing things out to me because
yes.
I don't really realize it. But one thing that I did realize probably 10 years into being an entrepreneur, when I first started my first business, I was 22 years old. 10 years into being an entrepreneur, so that puts me at 32, I realized that I had been privileged to sit on boards of directors and be a part of things that African-American women were never invited to do.
Sure. And
you know, and then I start looking throughout the course of my life and how I was always that one girl because I spoke out. I got a lot of skinnings back in my young days for talking, you know, for talking
yes.
back when I thought I was expressing my opinion, right?
Right.
But that helped me as I spoke out. And my thing was I always wanted to, I figure if I can smooth the path by my journey, for those coming behind me that look like me, that those that I was around that did not look like me, particularly male, white, you know, middle-aged white men, that didn't look like with me, would be able to accept and understand that people that, women that look like me, were educated, were knowledgeable, we have things to give, we're tenacious, we persevere, we don't give up.
Exactly.
And we're, you know, and we can be included in that circle. And so that's when I started realizing that. But even still, I didn't really embrace it until I was like in my, you know, I want to say late 30s or early 40s. But I started realizing it at the age of 32 because everywhere I went, there was no woman that looked like me. None. But I was in some really, you know, some really big things. So it's always been my thing to help women to realize the strength that we have, the knowledge we have. We are the change agents. We need to support each other. We need to inspire each other. We need to lift each other up because if we're looking for a man to do it, they're looking at other areas. They're not really looking to support us up because they know that we are the power behind them that keeps them going forward. And so
that's right.
The Unstoppable Woman Summit just came about because of that. But the other thing is, me being a seasoned business owner for 31 years, I've seen a lot, done a lot, experienced a lot, had some challenges, girls, you know. But one of the things that also for me, I want to take that newbie person, that newbie gal, I don't care what color you are, but that new woman,
that's young lady
that wants to start a business, and bring her up, right? Or anybody that's along their journey that I want to lift them and bring them up. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you two examples of what I've seen and how I've seen that happening today. And if we can embrace just the essence of it, not necessarily context or content, but the essence of what I'm about to say is going to blow women's mind. And I hope you women listening will understand and get the message behind this. So you have a bomb, and it's my show, so I can cuss. You have a bomb ass little chick killing the female rap game right now. Okay, Cardi B is killing it. I love my rap, and so Cardi B is killing the game. She chose to bring somebody else up with her that's not quite at her level, not at her level by no means, and they collaborated and they did a song. Now Cardi could have picked anybody. But she knows she's at the top, and she want to bring another sister up. So she picked Megan Thee Stallion. And the two of them created this record. Now, like I said, I wouldn't let my children listen to it, right?
right.
Although when I think back about some of the songs they was listening to, like Ludacris and, you know. But beyond that, but what I'm saying is they killed the game and broke records with that. And it was because Cardi B didn't step into, oh, well, Megan, she's my competitor. She's, you know,
exactly.
I'm not going to bring that her up. She wasn't hating. she brought her up.
I love
right?
it. And, I love it.
And then the other thing I want to say, and so that's an example of unity, strength, power, mm-hmm. unity. When you do that, you break records,
that's
right?
It.
The
that's
other
it.
Thing I want to, example I want to mention is, okay, we go back to Megan Thee Stallion. And the reason why, because these are women, they're African-American women, but they're women, and they're coming from powerful positions, and they're lifting mm-hmm. each other up. So Megan Thee Stallion, she did a song with my girl, Houston, Texas native. We call her Queen Bee, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, okay?
Okay.
Beyonce on her song. Beyonce is at the top of her game. She didn't have to give Megan... She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to give her no play. Her husband's Jay-Z. They're billionaires. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Megan's just
exactly.
starting out in the game, right? And so
right.
Beyonce did a piece on her song, and again, it's a seasoned entrepreneur helping a younger entrepreneur elevate their essence. And so
wow.
I give those examples because that is what the Unstoppable Woman Summit is about, and that's what all of you beautiful speakers are all about, bringing your essence, coming together,
yes.
and helping
yes.
women to understand that we need to unite. We need to stop all that jealousy, catcalling, you know, envious, and all that ridiculous, you know, all of that stuff. We need to stop
that's right.
that and come together and unite. There is enough for all of us to have that pot of gold and more. But we've
exactly.
got to do it together. If we start fighting and doing all this stuff like we're doing in St. County, we're going to be like that
it
one record,
help.
That one song wonder, right? They had a hit. And
exactly.
Girl,
that's
do you
right.
remember who they are? Right? You know what I'm saying? And so that
I totally understand what you're
too.
Saying. You're right.
And so, that's what I'm sharing, and that's why I'm so grateful to have you wonderful speakers, especially you, Dr. K, because
that's awesome.
You get the message, and you get what it's all about. Now, one last question. I really went over time, but one last question.
That's all right. What is
it? It's my show, and
I'm having
it, right?
fun. I don't know about you, but I told you.
I am having fun, too. I love these conversations because I think we need to hear. Women need to hear this, and I don't think we don't
sure.
hear anything about it. We don't hear it. You know, all
that's
we hear
true.
Is election stuff right now, but we don't hear it, and we need to hear that we are here for each other to support each other, and we are here to lift each other up. And it really doesn't matter what color you are, as
exactly,
long as you're down
it does
with
not.
The strength, and long as you're down with the unity and the fight of strengthening and uniting together to change the world and make it a better place, we can do this, ladies. Okay, so
exactly.
Dr. K, last question. What is one last nugget of gold, a words of wisdom you would like to share with the women and very smart men listening to us right now?
I would say the last thing I would like to leave with the women and the very smart men who are listening to this is that, you know, never forget who you are. I think that's so important. And that means finding out who you are, finding out what makes you happy, finding out what makes you sad, just so you know what to stay away from, the things that, you know, that end up bringing you down, and knowing how to pull yourself back up. Find out who you are and never forget who you are, because the thing about it is no one can take that from you. No one can take it from you. I don't care who they are. They can't beat it out of you. They can't talk about you so much that it's going to be taken from you. Who you are can never be taken from you as long as you keep the power. So the last nugget that I want to go back to is don't give away your power. Power, know who you are. Do not give away your power. Know who you are and move on it.
I love it. And there you have it, everyone. The phenomenal, fabulous, sassy, savvy, and super smart Dr. Kim Barber, a.k.a. Dr. K. There
Dr.
you have
K.
it. Dr. K, thank you so much. It was just a blast.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so
much. I appreciate
much,
you.
Fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. And, you know, and like I said to the listeners, we told you we was going to bring it, and we had a really nice conversation. Hopefully it opened you all up that are listening to exploring the unity that we need to bring together. And
exactly.
And wanting to attend the Unstoppable Woman Summit, turning passion into purpose, being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable while you're doing it, virtual summit. And then we're going to piggyback
right.
on that and invite you to the live summit.
There you go. I love it.
2021, when COVID is hampering all of what we're doing. But right now, I'm going to say thank you to Dr. K for being a guest on the show. I want to thank our sponsors of the podcast, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. Remember, that's the site you can go to register to get your free ticket and your free entrance into the virtual summit, as well as the replay if you can't actually attend on the date of the summit. And then I also want to thank our other sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated, the telecommunications company located in the heart of Silicon Valley, and you can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. And to all of you listeners, I want to thank you. Please feel free to share the show with as many women and men as you feel possible together. When we share these words of wisdom and information like that, we change the world. It's a domino effect. And the more women we can get to hear the message that we need to unite, the sooner we can make the changes that will impact our world and make it a better place. So please, please, please share this show with everybody you love and care about. And again, to all my listeners, thank you so much. And as always, I am wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. May you be fearless. And unstoppable. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, saying until next time, goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.